Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
Today, as we begin this new year, 2024, I want to read two passages of Scripture out of the Old Testament, both out of the book of Isaiah, first out of chapter 43 and then chapter 9. So first, Isaiah 43, beginning of verse 5. And it's the Lord speaking through Isaiah, the prophet. And he says this, "Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my sake, and I will not remember your sins." And then, out of Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and 6, familiar passage we've read a couple of times, especially during this Advent season recently. "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given." Well, believe it or not, 2023 is done in a blink, it seemed at times, and we've entered a new year, a year of new beginnings, new expectations, new opportunities with its usual dose of new uncertainties. And as we do, I want to take a look at the prophet Isaiah for a little guidance, for a lift for our lives, for our journey into and through 2024. Looking back during that time, in the midst of difficult, dark, and uncertain times, Isaiah brought a message of hope from God, a can-do message from God of the spirit and attitude for you and me to embrace, helping them and helping us to move into this new year with boldness, knowing God is with us. Isaiah was commissioned by the Lord to reach the rebellious, self-centered, idolatrous Israelites. And when God called out across the land asking who in the heck would go to deal with these people, Isaiah raised his hand and said, "Here I am, Lord, send me." So God sent Isaiah to his people, and again with his message of hope, his people who once again were off track, had turned away from God, and were worshiping false gods and idols, on the wrong paths, going through life with insincere hearts and not following God's will for their lives. Truthfully, it sounds uncomfortably and eerily familiar for me at times. They were not only enslaved for a period in Egypt until God rescued them, but their entry into the promised land as they wandered through the desert was delayed for 40 years because of their disobedience. But even more, they were slaves to doubt, to fear, to uncertainty every day as they looked ahead. They set God to the side. They put him in a box, and they went off on their own. They trusted their own way and not God's. And as a result, nothing had gone well for them. Here's the picture. God's children living selfish, rebellious lives, idolatrous lives, facing enemy invasions on a regular basis, gripped by doubt in their future, while at the same time unable to forget the mess they had made of the past, resulting in a never-ending cycle of defeat in their lives. And so, enter Isaiah. And while confronting them for their waywardness, remarkably, he also comforts them and offers forgiveness from God and begins to point them to hope, telling them that God is doing a new thing and is making a way and will forgive their sins and remember them no more. Isaiah came to share that with the Israelites, that God promised he would be doing something fresh and new, something different in their lives. It is what he always does with us, you and me, even today, not just as we begin a new year or a new day, but always he's at work in our lives. The Hebrew word for new means expectancy and optimism. Isaiah was telling them that God was doing something unprecedented, something they could not imagine. God did it in so many ways, as he did it so majestically in the birth of his son that we celebrated again just a few days ago. And that's what God continues to do for you and me today. He is an active God, always at work, doing something new in our lives, something that will spring up, not quickly as the word would seem to imply, but instead like a flower grows gradually, steadily, in God's timing, to grow into something beautiful and God-honoring in and with our lives. That's what the prophet Isaiah was saying way back then. And that is what the birth of Christ that we just celebrated says to us again today. And from all of our past experiences with God, we know that we can trust that God is still at work in the world and in our lives, and always is at work for our good. To get there, we need to trust him, and then we need to follow him, to allow all he is doing to unfold in his perfect timing, and to look forward in every step of life with an attitude of expectancy, an attitude of optimism, with a sense of renewed wonder at all that is still before us, not anchored in the past, not following our own way, but instead looking forward with him to a new day, a new year, new adventures, a new life wrapped in an attitude of hope with him. In a day or so, well, actually a few more days than that, I will take the lighted Christmas trees and other lights off the front porch and the front bushes. And when I do, it will get pretty dark in the front of our house again. We live a good bit out from the city center of town with all of its downtown of lights. So our house will be enveloped once again in darkness with all the Christmas lights removed. We will go from the light in the front of our house that we have had during these past few weeks and enjoyed into darkness, or so it would seem. And it is for just that reason that God sent Isaiah way back then, because his children were living in a world of darkness, a world separated from God who loved them and created them, in large part caused by their own turning away from God. And as he came, Isaiah also spoke these words to them. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Isaiah prophesied that a great light would come into the world, a light that would penetrate the darkness of the world and the darkness of our lives. And it is a light that all the darkness and doubt, disappointment, despair, and defeat, all the evil and oppression of the world could never and would never overcome, ever. And that's what we were reminded of again last week, that the light of Christ, the light of hope, is here and is always here and always with us. As we move into this brand new 2024 year together, let's take this story I want to share about Robert Louis Stevenson with us to think about as we move forward with God into all that is before us. Stevenson was from Edinburgh, Scotland. Linda and Nathan and Amy and I had a chance years ago to see his house when we were over there on a visit with Kiwanis. He was a sickly child of affluent parents. And so one afternoon, his parents had left the little Stevenson with his nurse in the house. And being sickly and without much opportunity to spend much time outside of his room, he had often passed the time and amused himself by looking out his window on the streets below. And on this particular evening, as twilight descended upon the countryside, he had observed the village lamplighter walking up the hill with his ladder and torch, lighting the street lamps on the side of the street one by one as he came up the hill. He watched him for a while, with his thin little nose pressed tightly against the window pane. Suddenly, turning from the window, he exclaimed, "Nurse, nurse, there's a man out yonder punching holes in the darkness." And my friends, that is what God did and what God is always doing, punching holes in the darkness of our lives and the darkness of the world. That is what the birth of his son over 2,000 years ago, which we celebrated again the other day, was all about, that the light of hope was coming into the world, that all the darkness in the world would never and could never ever overcome. God was punching holes in the darkness then and is today and will forever. And that is what Isaiah was saying way back then. And that is what Christmas means today and in every day to come. That light, Jesus Christ, that light of hope has come into the world and punched holes in the darkness of our world and the darkness of our lives. And it is with that light that we can move on with confidence and with boldness into all that is before us, with an attitude of expectancy, an attitude of optimism, an attitude of wonder and hope, with the amazing love and the light of God leading the way. Once again, my friends, Merry Christmas, and now a happy and hope-filled new year to each of you, dear family and friends. And if you'll allow me a personal moment, a happy birthday today to my bride, Linda, precious gift of years ago to me from God. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you do for us and with us. Thank you for the people you have brought and gifted in our lives, like my bride, Linda. As you continue blessing on her and on all those we love. Lord, there are families going through stuff right now. We ask that you would just remind them that you are there with them. Send a breeze through their hair, a sunrise, a sunset, a call from a friend, something to remind them that you are there, because you are. There are those with health concerns, families concerned about surgery coming up, but you're already there. We ask for healing that already begin to take place. Lord, there are those that are traveling now. Ask that you keep angels on the wingtips of their plane, around their cars as they go. Just thanks for loving us. Thank you for all that you do for us and with us. And thank you for sending your son. And now every day you remind us that you are at work in our lives and in the world, creating something new, that we can approach life with you, walking with you, trusting you, following you with an attitude of expectancy, an attitude of optimism, an attitude of hope. Always, so that we can continue to become all that you created us to be, and with you, walking with us to help others to become all they were created to be. Thank you for this new year of opportunity and excitement that you've set before us. We go with you, Lord, every day and every moment. In your son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.